The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we've been ready a long time.
What are you ready for?
We're ready, for playing bad news.
Yes, we're ready for you.
Are you ready to rock?
Yes, we're ready.
Are you ready to roll?
Yes, we are ready to roll.
For the money. called that mantra. Well, here I go. It is written. Now he's spoken. So progress and your problem is spoken. Who is, who are I? Drink, drink, what a wanna be me. Who is, who are I? Drink, drink, what a wanna be me. Oh yeah. Who is, who are I? B-I-N-G-O. Who is, who are I? E-I-E-I-O. I think I land there, down, there. Think I'm thinking in jokes again. Think I land there, down, there. Think I'm thinking in jokes again.
You're listening to Fresh FM. Good evening. This show is called 46 and 2, and that was two in a row by a band called Clutch. I love Clutch. Hopefully you love Clutch. Do you love Clutch?
I do love Clutch. I didn't, but now I do. And if I believe you brought a record of Clutch's over the long weekend last weekend.
That record. So, yeah, that is exactly why I play that. I was so stoked. We were in a record store called, it was like Creeps, wasn't it? Was it Creeps?
Oh, Creeps Records,
yes. In Newtown. What a cool record store.
It was really cool. And so I took this really sneaky video because I didn't want them to think I was videoing it to scope it out to come back and rob the place. But really funny, I got back to work on Tuesday and my workmate comes up and he goes, did you buy a few records over the weekend? Did you find some scores? And I'm like, yeah, we did actually. I went, how do you know that? And he goes, well, look at this. And his mate had also been in the record store while we were there and taken a video and sent it to Gary. And Gary went, look at this. He said, I can see you in this video. And I was. And I was like, how bizarre is that?
That is really fairly bizarre. But yeah, so anyway, Creeps in Newtown. Very cool. And he's got... he's got really weird and obscure stuff, and yeah, cool, just very cool store.
Really retro, like I'm going to say, salt and pepper shakers and bits and pieces and old DVDs and old video games and just really quite eclectic stuff. Yes. So if you are in Newtown, do go to Creeps Records.
And I had a bunch of records and I was, you know, as you do, carrying stuff around and then ended up putting them all back and just, I bought that one and you bought some Deep Purple.
I did. I bought, well, I don't know, it's double album.
It was the Anthology, which is like their 1960-something to 75 collection of cool songs, double LP.
Yeah,
for
really
$25
cool.
bucks, his prices were so cheap. Anyway, enough about us buying records in Wellington. It was good, though.
It's great.
This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thanks to Biggs Music Works, Wonderful Biggs in Hardy Street, Nelson. We love you. Hopefully they love us. We think they love us. We keep talking about them as if they do love us. So
they do.
We'll go with that. So tonight, if you are in Nelson, of course, the masked parade is on. Went into the middle of town just before and half the roads were blocked off and kids running around getting hyped up for the masked parade because the arts festival is on. So that'll be cool if you're into that sort of thing. But we're not. We're here and we're playing rock and roll. So what do you got next, Maria?
Well, what I've got for you is one of my favourite industrial bands. It's from 1898. It's from 1989. The band is called Ministry. It's off their album called The Mind is a Terrible Thing to Taste. It's their fourth album. It's quite political. It really deals with political corruption. So I think with our past election and stuff, it's quite suiting. But anyway, the track that I have... well, anyway, I'm going to tell you... yeah, no, it is. Anyway, about this record, critics are saying it's the most influential album that is way ahead of its time. Other reviewers say it's a wonderful album. Anyway, so see what you think of it. The track I have chosen from this is called Thieves. So it's from Ministry. Of the Mind is a Terrible Thing to Taste.
Thieves, thieves and liars, liars, murderers, murderers. Music Works supports Fresh FM. Thanks, Beggs Music Works.
We'll be right back.
That was the Deftones with the track Be Quiet and Drive Far Away. It was off their album Around the Fur, which came out in 1998.
Yeah. I think it was the first...
Oh, I'm just going to say that Kerrang! Kerrang! They ranked that number 3 on their list of 20 greatest Deftones songs.
Oh, there you go. That album, I think, was my introduction to Deftones. I hadn't heard the Adrenaline album that had come out before that. Then you sort of work your way back and go, oh, man, these guys are wicked. And they've released some cool albums since then.
I really think you do. Isn't it funny how I know that I brought, what did I buy? Okay, for example, I brought a Tool album thinking, oh, this is the first album they ever put out. No, wrong. It was probably their second or third, you know. What I'm going to say about Around the Fur, there were some really big hits off of that map, which, you know, My Own Summer, and that one that we just heard, Be Quiet and Drive Far Away.
Yeah.
So, love the Deftones.
Yeah. Now, I think one of those bands that people sort of probably discovered and went, wow, this is an amazing band, and then went back and went, oh, these guys have been around for a while, would have been Metallica with the Black album, which, of course, broke them into popular music, made them suddenly a radio band, which was quite unheard of. And then I think people went, oh, hang on, these guys have already released albums and a bunch of EPs, and yeah. They're getting fairly old school by now. It's kind of interesting how that can happen.
Yeah. And, of course, that album was just a little bit, it was a little bit chunkier than Adrenaline, I think, just a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah.
Can you use that word aggressive?
Way different sounding. Adrenaline, the guitar, has this strange tone. Very cool, very cool. And, of course, they were sort of... We say stable mates. They hung out, I think, or they gigged together or something with Korn, I think, back in the day as well. Korn, I see their first album has been re-released. I bumped into that in a record store somewhere. I think it was a mean $80, and I was like, not at the moment. But, it is out there. It's amazing how much stuff is getting re-released nowadays. Fresh FM just got given a Talking Heads album to do a bit of a giveaway with coming up at some stage too. That's all been remastered, re-released on red vinyl. It's the Talking Heads album that has the red and white cover. I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head. But anyway, Fresh FM's going to be giving that away at some point very, very soon. So yeah, we were in Wellington last Friday night. The show that we did was a pre-record. I think we were probably... walking, or were we in our motel when we were on air? I can't quite remember. We did so much walking.
Never done so much. You know, it's really funny. We were in the CBD and we're like, oh, let's just walk out to Newtown, look on Google Maps. It goes, oh, it's only so many kilometres. Like, oh, that's just like walking from our place into town, you know, back home. We can do this. Of the headwind, it just seemed like it was like walking from Nelson to Blenheim, I'll tell you. It was really cool.
It wasn't quite that bad, but the headwind was not so ideal. Anyway.
I'd just like to say that I've got a song coming up later for you, Alice, because I know that you're listening. So this is my workmate, Alice. I don't know whether you're going to like it, but you will like it.
Oh, good, good. We've also got coming up the new feature that I invented last time, the long song. And the song will relate to a gig we saw when we were in Wellington. One of the highlights was going to the San Francisco Bathhouse and seeing a bunch of Kiwi bands. There was Clamus, whose T-shirt I'm wearing right now. Freaking cool T-shirt.
You are. I'll have to take a photo and put it up on the Facebook.
People have said, I've had quite a few comments on this today. It's kind of Dayglow, looks a bit like a safety T-shirt, but Clamus, good band.
Pull the Sun Down.
Pull the Sun Down, same.
Yeah, they played in Nelson, I'm going to say 4 weeks ago, because between here and Wellington, they've been over to Australia and did 3 or 4 gigs over there. Then back in...
All I Seek.
Mana Mushroom.
Yep, Mana Mushroom and All I Seek.
And
it was four bands for like $25 or something. It was crazy, crazy. Really good and good to see New Zealand prog metal. It was outstanding, some of the musicianship. And Clamus, the fact that they could sing as well as shred was incredible. And they went from very kind of poppy, nice to... such chunky, shreddy. Oh.
they were really good, and I'm really impressed that, you know, I was really impressed, and really nice guys, really nice guys, really happy to chat. Really happy to chat, as were the guys from Pull the Sun Down.
Pull Down the Sun.
Pull Down the Sun.
That was funny because they recognised us from the gig here in Nelson. It was only like 4 weeks later or something, but they're like, you guys.
Yeah, it's you guys. Yeah. You're stalking us, and we're like, why? God, yes, we are. Yeah. Anyway, shall we get on with some music?
We are going to get on with some music. This is off the Ace of Spades album by a band called Motorhead. Came out in 1980. Here's Fast and Loose. You're on 46 and 2. Thanks to who, Maria?
Thanks to Biggs Music Works. Thanks for supporting us, Biggs.
Hard. You're looking to 46 and 2 with Matt and Maria on Fresh FM. We'll be right back.
Johnny Toogood and the boys from Shehad with a song called Sport and Religion. Playing that, of course, because if you're a sport fan, Kiwis, a lot of Kiwis are. There's cricket happening all night on Saturday night, and then Sunday morning following the cricket, like a couple of hours later, is rugby. So I think it's New Zealand, Australia in the cricket, and then it's the rugby is All Blacks, which is New Zealand, and South Africa for the Rugby World Cup. Now, I know the Alternative Commentary Collective, I don't know if anybody out there has ever listened to them, the ACC, bunch of hilarious people who do sports commentary, very irreverently. They're doing an all-nighter, a bit of a bender. They're going to be commentating on the cricket overnight all night, and then they're doing the World Cup Rugby final straight afterwards. And I know you can get them on like iHeartRadio, and they've got a website, I think it's the acc.co.nz or something like that. I think they might even be streaming on another radio station, which, Hauraki. We're not going to mention Hauraki.
We're not going to mention them, no.
Yeah, but I think they are streaming it on there. It'll be a bit of fun, but I imagine it could be quite messy by the end of it. Maria and I went to a cricket game in Nelson a few years ago, and we had earplugs, and we were listening to the Alternative Commentary Collective commentary of the cricket game, and I think people were wondering why we were bursting out laughing all the time. Yeah. Highly amusing.
It really is, and I think it's worth listening to that other commentary, definitely. Yeah.
It used to be available on Sky as an alternative, but just at the moment I don't think it is. Not that I can afford to have Sky. I'm sort of sneaking through someone else's... I can't even say that. No matter how I was going to say that. The door... at the other end of the property. Gosh. All right. Let's just move along.
I'll tell you what. I've got this song coming up for you okay. now, Alice. I've got the song coming up for you. It's from 2013. It's off their self-titled album, How to Destroy Angels. The track I've chosen for you is called Fur Lined. Now, How to Destroy Angels is made up of Trent Reznor, who is my other boyfriend, as a lot of people know. He is the frontman from a band. Sorry, Maddie, yeah, you're second in line there. Oh, if we put Paige Hamilton there, third.
Look, I'm down the queue. I don't care. It's fine.
Good stuff, Maddie. Anyway, Alice, this one's for you. From How to Destroy Angels, Trent Reznor, frontman of Nine Inch Nails, with his beautiful wife, Mary Queen Mandig, who does singing in this, along with Atticus Ross.
Who was the old dude? We were watching a Nine Inch Nails thing the other night, and it's like, oh, that old-looking normal guy, oh, he's been in Nine Inch Nails for a while, and then it's Atticus Ross, of course.
Atticus Ross, yes. And also with longtime collaborator, Nine Inch Nails collaborator, Rob Sheridan. Anyway, the track that I have chosen... it's called Fur Lined, and I hope you like it, Alice. You will like it. I know you will. Anyway, for you, Alice.
I'm not afraid to
All right. I hope your friend Alice enjoyed that. Probably dancing around a little bit, you reckon?
I think she will be.
Is she a dancer?
I think she could be. I'll probably find out a few weeks when we go out for drinkies. So Mary Queen Mandig used to be, she was an all-girl band before How to Destroy Angels, and for the life of me, I just
West
can't.
West Indian Girl.
Thank you, Maddie, yeah. So anyway, if you want to hear
I
a little bit of...
I remembered that in my
you
head.
You did remember that. I also do another radio show on Fresh FM called Trinket Box, which features women's music from across the genres and around the world. And I have done a Mary Queen Mandig special. So if you go back into the vault, that'll be You know, the hardest one, the hardest genre I find, Maddie, is hip-hop. Because there's quite a bit of swearing in that. Yeah. And
you haven't done metal, though, either, I don't think, because of...
I've done touches of metal, but I think because you play me at midday... That's probably a little bit rowdy for midday.
People can handle it. People can handle it. They'd be loving it, Maria. Let's do a metal special. A women black metal special.
Okay. Maybe that could be next fortnight.
Maybe not black metal, but yeah, I'm sure we can get some sort of guitar action happening in there. Yeah. How to Destroy Angels. Good stuff.
And Alice, I really hope you like that.
All right, you're listening to 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you for joining us this Friday evening. If you're listening live, you could be listening on Radio Southland on a Saturday night or a Monday evening on, or a Monday night on Free FM in Hamilton also. So however you're joining us, thank you. You could be podcasting, streaming. There's all sorts of places. You could be sitting there. You could have recorded this on your cassette, listening to the radio for good songs, in which case you'd be trying to cut us out.
Alice is saying, we don't want to see her dance moves. Alice, I do.
Okay. All right. Now, we went to Wellington. Obviously, we've banged on about it enough. Wellington. Went to Wellington and went to an awesome gig on Saturday night at San Fran. The San Francisco Bathhouse, great venue. Very cool. There was a bunch of bands. Mana Mushroom kicked off, then All I Seek, then Pull Down the Sun, and then Clamis. And... the musicianship was just freaking incredible. It's great to see really talented Kiwi metalers up on stage. That's what I will say. So anyway, it's time for the long song.
Oh, the long song, which actually drove me a little bit insane last week, Matt, I must say. Just a little.
I think, okay. Well, this week, the long song is by a band called Pull Down the Sun, who were the second to last band appearing on this. Why are you shaking your head?
Because what I'm saying is that they are my new all-time favorite band. I love these guys. Okay. Love you guys.
Cool.
They're very humble guys as well.
They are lovely, lovely men. So anyway, from their Of Valleys and Mountains album, which is their only album, although they've got music coming out soon, and they said we should give them a call and talk to them about it before they release new music, so we've got to remember to do that. But anyway, this is Inoi. Now, Inoi is a Māori word that means to beg, pray, request or appeal. So here we go. Hope you're going to enjoy the song. It is the long song, going to take us almost to the end of the show. It is Pull Down the Sun with Inoi. Quiet in the cheap seats. beautiful closing track from Pull Down the Sun. That is the long song on tonight's 46 and 2. And I've got to pat myself on the back because I've introduced features to this show before and forgotten about them within about a week. And it's about 3 weeks down the track and it's like, oh, damn, I said we were going to do like a live track or something. But anyway, 2 weeks in a row, we've done the long song. Hope you enjoyed that. I love that band. Beautiful closing track to Of Valleys and Mountains by Pull Down the Sun. Beautiful Kiwi metal. Thank you for joining us, by the
Absolutely. Go and see them. Okay, so to end today's show, a track off of the album that I purchased up from Creeps Records in Newtown in Millington, Deep Purple. The track is Space Trucking. It was released in 1972.
Ooh, wow.
So that's a little while ago.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Biggs Music Works, for supporting us.
And thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks, Alice. Nice to have you along. And Mikey, I guess we'll be seeing you on Sunday morning for the footy, Mikey, maybe.
He might be at the farm, but anyway.
Oh, was he at the farm?
I'm not sure, but anyway.
He'll be farmed out.
One of the two.
Anyway.
So anyway, thank you very much for being with us this evening for 46 and 2. Thanks to Biggs Music Works. Thanks to the universe.
Yeah, thanks, Maddie.
All right.
For thanks, the long
Maria.
Song.
All right. We're going to go with this?
You like long things, don't you?
What? Are you ready for this? I don't even know what to say to that.
He's blushing.
Slightly confused.
Tell you about it soon.
See you next week.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.